Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day number 8 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business Making $100,000. And so far, we have a donation of $150 from my mama. And I think she donated on day two or three. And one thing that I'm realizing, that I'm recognizing, that I have to continue to show up, and eventually I'll start to understand what I'm doing. And for today, we're going to recap from day one all the way up to day 8, and we're going to understand everything that we have went over, why we're going over, and what we are looking forward to, forward towards. And so let me actually go live on Instagram. I don't know why I was not doing it on Instagram, but I would use my phone, and we're going to go, there we go. Let me know in the comments where y'all are tapping in from, where you are tapping in from. All right, hold on. Day challenge. All right, there we go. I'm live on Instagram as well. And we get into it. So let me go ahead and share my screen real quick, because this is something that I really understood yesterday. and it made me, when I first saw it, it was overwhelming, because I'm like, man, now I gotta change and update what I'm doing again and again and again. And so over time, it gets to a point where changing and updating and pivoting comes overwhelming, because you have to constantly change and improve what you are, what you've learned, what you develop, and why is that so important. So over time, over the last today is day number 8. There's been so many different changes so quickly, and it's amazing that I'm able to change so quickly. However, It can be a little overwhelming at times. And so that's what we're going to go. We're going to go over what changes was made yesterday. We're going to recap from day 1 all the way up to day 7. And we're going to actually dive into today, of day 8, of building off of day 7 based off the work that we did yesterday. So yesterday, let me share my screen. And Vic Family. Vic Family, welcome to the family. Welcome to the 90 Day Challenge. If you're a part of this challenge, you are part of the family. You are part of the Fick family, the Failures Knowledge family. We fail fast so we can grow faster, and that's going to lead us to grow and succeed even more. So welcome to the family. If this is your first time here, let me know where you are tapping in from. where you are chiming in from, where you're coming in from. And now we're about to go over everything that we talked about from day one all the way up to day seven. And then I'm going to pick it back up from day seven and recapping songs from there. So, I didn't label it. I need to start labeling it. Okay. Day four, miles of four. Okay. So, if this is your first time and you're joining for day number eight, we're going to recap everything that we went over last couple of days. And it's going to be so incredible. What this is right here, what really inspired me to do this challenge is that I saw Kostanat, he did a streaming university challenge, or he brought a lot of streamers together. When he brought a lot of streamers together, a lot of people was interested in streaming, that was in the community, that was growing together, that was developing, that was partying, that was working together, and so on and so forth. And so as I'm watching the different clips going across social media, a lot of clips that I was seeing was more so like, it was content for teenagers. It was content for people who are not necessarily in a relationship, for people who just want to have fun, whatever the case is. So I'm like, man, first off, it's a lot of clips. And I happened to scroll on a guy named Agent on his content, on his videos, and he was actually teaching about the business side of streaming. And I'm like, man, I can actually see myself doing something like this. I can actually get into it because I enjoy talking about business. I enjoy learning about business. So that's the only thing I've been learning about the last couple of last year and a half or whatnot. And so when I heard Agent explain how to have a business or how to monetize from the views that they're getting from streaming, it gave me the concept of, wait, hold on. You can actually stream about anything, but it's streaming about what matters to you will make the difference. And so I looked at it different. I said, man, if they can do it, if these people that streaming can change their lives and bring value to others and create content, why can't I do it? And so I got the idea. I was like, instead of me just streaming, just a stream, how about I stream to build a podcast business in the next 90 days and see if I'm able to do it? And from day one all the way up to day eight, today's day number eight. And what happened was I start to really understand about the direction I would like to go. So for day one, I gave you the introduction of streaming universe and what inspired me. And I spoke about my first mentee that I had was Wesley. And I worked with him and we developed the confidence. We built his routine up on how he can not only build the routine, but stay more consistent over time. And then I spoke about the terminology of omnipresence is being everywhere all at once. Jesus was everywhere all at once. And when I learned the terminology of omnipresence from a billionaire named Grant Cardone, and he said, you have to be everywhere because you always want to meet your customers where they are at. It was confusing at the time, and now I understand the importance of being everywhere. My goal is to not only be everywhere, but to connect with others where they are at and where they're meant to be connected at. And so that was the first lesson, omnipresence. You have it multiplies. So content, when you have videos, when you're recording yourself, when you're putting yourself out there, when you produce a video, when you produce content, you are multiplying yourself. You are increasing the amount of time someone can hear the same message over and over and over again. The reason why that's important, because it positions you differently. If people can hear your message, the same message at different times, but the context is the same, you're able to make a difference a lot more. Yeah, you're different. Your impact will improve more than you can ever imagine. So, and I also spoke about when I first did my first 90-day challenge back in September of 2024, I did the challenge, and when I completed the challenge, I only made $215, and I had to invest $215 back into the business. I only had like $10 of change. So my biggest challenge during that time was learning how to accept the payment, learning how to accept the credit cards. Excuse me, because you have to be able to take payment from your customers. And it was so challenging for me the first 90-day challenge to take the payment
because the payment and the website wasn't going through, and I was confused. Because it wasn't working. And so I also spoke about the old iPhones, and then I also mentioned about email lists. To have a business, you have to have an email list. And recently, I'm starting to understand the importance of an email list. You have to communicate with your customers, not just on social media, not just on through text messages, but you have to communicate with your customers on a consistent basis. And it's going to position you differently because you're constantly talking with them. And so you have your emails and then forms of communication. You got I use JCPenney, Walmart, Target, Sam's Club. They all have emails where they're communicating with people. If you don't believe me, go check your email. All right, next one, the world. So if you have $100, this concept made a lot more sense to me yesterday. And we're going to recap day 7 lesson. But for now, we're going to just go over the basics of it. This one was so incredible because it actually made me understand that you cannot reach 8 billion people. There's over 8 billion people in this world. And if I wanted to reach 8 billion people, my efforts would be it won't even go that far because my efforts won't be reaching the right people. It'd be trying to reach everyone. I learned this from the program AxiZone. They said if you're trying to reach everyone and try to communicate with everyone, you're communicating with no one. And I'm like, man, why can't you? How? Everybody needs the message, but everyone's not ready for the message. So you have to speak to the customers who's ready for the message. And it was a big eye opener for sure. Okay, and then you have to narrow down your search. You got city, location, and people around you. We're going to go over them right quick. We're going to go over that one. Then you got website funnels. Funnels is just how you get attention. When you get attention, you get customers. When you get customers, people, they become interested in you, what you do, and how you go about doing it. And then they start to buy from you because they like, know, and trust you. And then once they start to buy from you, they start to become your friends. Thick family is a goal, will be a community to not only grow with others, but connect the right people, the right like-minded individuals in the same space to grow and develop together. So that would be my goal. I just literally thought about it today. I called my brother Graham. I said, hey man, what do you think of these names? I said, Thick Nation, Thick World, and or Thick Family. He thought about it. He said, man, he said, I like Thick Family because it's opening. It's more, it's warmth. Like people can join a family. And I was like, oh, that's hard. So let me know in the comments what you think between Thick Nation, Thick World, and Thick Family, and why you choose that name. So the next topic that we talked about, so have more focus. So it's a lot harder to reach 5 million people, especially since I'm in the beginning phase of launching my business and growing my business and developing and building a business within the next 90 days. I cannot reach 5 million people because, one, I'm a startup, and I don't have the budget to reach 5 million people. On the contrary, I don't need to reach 5 million people. What I need to reach are people who are interested in podcasting, being consistent with their podcast, and posting more for that podcast. Why is it so important? Because I understand the direction I would like to go. There's over 5 million different podcasters out there that's podcasting, that's posting, that's interviewing, that's talking, and so on and so forth. And my goal is not to reach out to 5 million podcasters, but for the ones that's actually consistent with it, that's struggling with the podcast and need help to remove the stress of editing, posting, and managing their podcast. So the reason why that's so important, because I understand more of how to help others, of how to help podcasters, not only just podcasters specifically, but veteran podcasters. And the reason why I say veteran podcasters is because I'm a veteran. So that was that. That's that recap of feedback. I always have to get feedback. It's better to get feedback from your customers so you can understand what's working, what's not working, and what can be improved. And I've recently learned that within the last couple of months. YouTube thumbnail, you have to okay for the YouTube thumbnail introduction to video. It explains what the video is going to be about, the YouTube thumbnail. And I recognize that I was trying to do all the busy work from the first 90-day challenge. And it wasn't going to help me because, first off, I'm just one person. And if I want to grow a business, I have to not do things that's going to take my time and energy away from actually speaking to more customers, communicate with more customers, and really put myself out there even more. So I had to just make a decision right on the spot, and I decided not to do that no more. So that was a great lesson. Day one, I went over the 101 one-on-one conversations, one-to-one conversation. It's literally a conversation that's not being recorded. It's just you and the other person talking amongst each other. And you and the other person are the ones that remember that conversation. Whereas if you have one person and the other person, you all are communicating, and you have your phone or camera right in front of you where you can record and document the conversation, more people will see this one conversation that you had once. And a lot more people will multiply the amount of people that you're able to reach. Day five. There we go. Okay. Yep. Day five. Oh, I learned this a couple months ago as well. That there's two different audiences. You have a free audience and you have a paid audience. The free audience is what's going to get you more paid. And the paid audience is going to pay your platform, pay your podcast based off the amount of people that you have. And I'm still in the process of confirming that. And I'm going to pick back up on that once I'm able to confirm it, show the numbers, and show the proof that it is working. Nonetheless, that will be the goal, to have a lot of free people watching my content, watching my challenge, watching my podcast. And then eventually they will start to pay and join the thick family, because one thing that stops a lot of people is not having the right community around them. The right community will push you. The right community will inspire you. The right community will educate you. And that's what thick family does. We're going to push you, inspire you, and educate you to get to the next step. Okay, customer focus. I use the example of Apple. Steve Jobs, he was focused on his customers. And I'm like, man, I'm a small business. Like, how can I focus on my customers? Shout out to this guy named RJ. But shout out to this guy named RJ. He said, if you want to care about people, show them you care. And I asked him, I say, how are you supposed to show people you care? He said, show them you care. And I'm thinking about it, I'm like, how are you supposed to do something like that if I don't know how to do it? And so over time, I got to thinking about how I can actually show people that I care. And I recognize it's through my actions, it's through my consistency, it's through my care, and it's through everything that I'm putting out there to show the customers or the people I'm willing to help, the people I'm willing to serve, that I'm here for you. I want to help you. And when people feel seen, heard, and understood, oh my goodness, growth can come from there. And I want to help you become your own somebody-ness. So let me know if you want information about the Fick family, because we are starting it. We not today, but real soon. Alright, recap of day six, focus on your customers. Yep, you gotta focus on your customers. That's why we just went over. Day seven, push-up machine. So I just ordered a great push-up machine, and oh my god, it is great, it is phenomenal, it is amazing. And so we have to be willing to learn on the go. Yesterday I was about to set up paid advertising on Facebook, and I ran into not necessarily an issue, but a problem that stopped me in the middle of creating the Facebook ads. And so when I was looking at the numbers, it literally said it was over 338 million. This is the one I want to go over. This is the lesson I want to speak more about, because there were so many lessons that came from this that I didn't know and or expect that it was going to come from this. And so day number 7, we're going to pick this back up. Yep, there we go. Day number 7. There we go.
Day 8.
There we go. Day 8 introduction. Okay, real quick. There we go. Okay. So, the lesson I learned yesterday was so great because there was over 338 million people that I was trying to advertise to. Okay, 338 million. That is million. 338 million people. And so as I was going through, I'm like, man, that is a lot of people. And on the right of Facebook, it has a little section where it says, like, it has a bar, and it say hello, and it say broad. And narrow. Broad and narrow. Why is that important? Because 338 million is a very, very, very broad number. It's a very broad number. And why is that important? Because I can't reach 338 million people in a short span of time. In a short time. I just can't. It's impossible. Especially if you don't have the budget, if you have the money, if you have the team, if you have the staff, and so on and so forth. And so when I saw that, I got discouraged. I got discouraged because I'm like, man, that's a lot of people. That is a lot of people. How can I help and serve 338 people? I just can't. It's not realistic. It's a lot of people. Until I build a team and I get more people around me, 338 people is a lot of people. And so, I got discouraged yesterday when I saw that number. The number was so huge. I'm like, man, now I got to figure out how and what audience I'm trying to reach out to. And I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm like, what, who's my audience? Like, I know it's podcasters. But podcasters itself is so broad. Hold on. There we go. Oh, you can't even see that. Podcaster. Oh. Got dog. Oh, I did have a right. God, dope. Okay. So, let me just go write that again. My ideal customers are podcasters. And what was so challenging about identifying who my customers are was that even podcasts are still broad, because there's over 5 million different podcasts, and only 10% make it past episode number 3. And I'm like, man, what? How can I reach that amount of people? And so as I was breaking it down, as I was about to set up the campaigns yesterday, I was trying to set up the campaigns, and I noticed 338 million. I'm like, man, what is going on? So I'm like, man, let me go ahead and stop the live and try to figure out what I wanted to do and how I can go about doing it. And I stopped the live, and I got to a point where I'm trying to figure out, and I end up seeing a smaller number. Because the audience was a lot different. It wasn't very vague. It wasn't the United States. It was just one particular city, one particular state, one particular place. But it wasn't everywhere. And so what I learned about the Facebook ad, or day number 7 of 90-day challenge to make $100,000, was that you have to understand who you are targeting, who you are reaching out to, who you are marketing to, who you are communicating with. Because if you're communicating with no one, you're communicating with... Well, if you're communicating with everybody, you're not communicating with everyone. And I learned that from AxiZone, how they explained the importance of knowing your customers. And so when you know your customers, when I started to learn and identify who my customers was, it wasn't just podcasters. Yes, that's one layer of it. What other people can be a podcast? And so what other people can be podcasters than my ideal customers? And so it made me really understand that I have to position myself differently. And I saw the number of 22,000 and some change. Let's just say 22,000. Compared to 5 million people, 22,000 is a lot smaller than 5 million people. Why am I sharing that? Because when I understood who my audience was, which are podcasters or veteran podcasters, have to speak their language. I have to meet them where they are at. Have to go where they're searching for podcast help. But if I don't know my audience, I'm going to different places. If I don't know my communication, I'm going to different locations. If I don't know my audience and how to serve them, I'm serving no one. And so it wasn't until when I'm like, man, God, oh, now I got to change again. It's not that I'm constantly changing. It's more so that I'm understanding more. And when you understand more, you do more. When you do more, you understand more. Life is going to show you that life and business, they go hand in hand. Because if you're not able to learn and grow, how do you develop even more? So that's what yesterday consisted of. It was so overwhelming because I thought I had figured it out, but now that I'm figuring out even more, there is just more clarity that I'm developing through time, and time is helping me identify who I would like to speak with and how I can go about helping them. So this is day number 8 recap, and shortly we're going to come back and get into day number 8. So I'm going to just take a short break right now.